Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Wally Bach's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Wally Bach, where do I start with Wally? Wally has so many things, so many credentials in his life. He's done so many things that it's hard to enumerate all of them, but he's been good at all of them. I'm pretty sure... some of them I can't tell you about. He'd have to kill us if we told some of them. And I'm pretty sure he's not fighting extradition anymore, so I think that's all behind him. But Wally is an excellent writer, and he's helping other people be excellent writers, and he's here to talk to us about that. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
Author of Net Income and Cyber Power for Business. Those are just two of his books, not counting the ones you've helped other people with, Wally. A book. Tell us, we're going to talk about getting the book out of you while Wally's with us. Wally, tell us, what is the definition of a book? Let's get that cleared up so people don't have any, they don't imagine that it's they got to write War and Peace or something.
Well, technically, according to the Postal Service, it has to have at least 50 pages.
Yeah.
And the Postal Service defines it, of course, in terms of paper. And as you know, what's happening today is there's all kinds of other options. There's Kindle books.
Right.
There's e-books of various kinds. There's workbooks. And that doesn't take into account audio mm-hmm. or different kinds of video combinations.
Mm-hmm.
What a, quote, book is up in the air now like it was back around 1500, right after Gutenberg's mm-hmm. press invention.
Mm-hmm.
And everything there is up for grabs. The danger is that because it's so much easier now to take words and put them in print and put them out there, what you wind up with is people doing it without doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we started desktop publishing and got those things that looked like ransom notes with 48 fonts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how it is today. You got people doing
it. Or some of the stuff we have that tries to mask itself as journalism is just everybody thinking they're a publisher, everybody thinking they're a journalist, and we get a lot of that out there too. But a book, you said 50 pages, and that was, folks, when Wally and I were writing books, back in the day. That's basically what was generally accepted, and most people who wrote books, Wally, were at least 100 pages, 120 pages, or something like that.
Yeah, the standard business book still is 200 pages.
Yeah, 175 to 225, something like that, but a book doesn't really. It really shouldn't for the folks where. That it's more than a letter, folks. It's longer than a white paper, but for folks who are out there right now who have their own businesses and they've got some ideas about their industry, about their market, about whatever it may be, maybe fiction and maybe nonfiction, if they've got something in them that they'd like to get out, I'd like to, and I know you would like to help them with that by explaining the current landscape. And not only can they publish them electronically, but there's on-demand publishing today that makes the physical part of getting a paperback or a hardback book out a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's basically three ways to do a hardback book. One way is the old traditional publisher way.
And you need to print at least 2,500, probably more like 5,000 to get a reasonable price, the old way.
Well, if you're doing it yourself, if you're doing either, if you're doing the whole thing where you do the publishing,
mm-hmm.
the standard print run for a traditional publisher was 2,000 books.
Yeah.
What I'm telling clients now is 2,500 is usually where your price break is.
Mm-hmm.
We just did Ron Santomassimo's book, which, by the way, hit number one on Amazon in the category yesterday. And Rod's book, he printed 2,500 because he wasn't sure how much demand there would be. Mm-hmm. And I say that kind of ironically because he sold out the first printing before he had the books.
Right.
And when it went into the second printing, got behind on Christmas stuff and mm-hmm. so forth. But he's just rolling along. And the reason that this quantity matters is once you're on the price break and you start to sell, this thing lives forever.
Right.
It defines your life for probably 10 years if you do a
or more. But let's back up a little bit, because even that number intimidates a lot of people, because maybe they initially they're thinking, okay, only my family will want this, or only I'll only my customers, because I'm not going to sell any of them. I'm going to give them.
No, I got to stop you.
I'm going to give them to my customers. Okay, now stop me.
The people who come to me always think that everybody's going to buy it.
Okay.
they get intimidated.
They imagine.
Wow,
they imagine Pulitzer prizes, right? Or Nobel prizes.
I mean, the great thing about the whole print-on-demand thing. Let me tell you just a quick story. I love antiquing. Okay, I was antiquing up in Southern Virginia about 4 or 5 years ago, and I went to this big barn kind of place, and I walked in there. And I asked the guy what kind of things he had and where they were. He said, oh, we've got some books upstairs. Well, I thought he meant like a lot of different books.
Right, right.
What he meant was like 40 pallets of the same book.
Right. Well, that's called vanity publishing. We know about that. I want to get back, though, Wally, before we run out of time. Folks, you can print one book. You can print five books. You can print on demand these days. And regardless of whether you think you're going to sell a million or you're going to give all of them away, the point is today you can write a book, and if it needs to be longer than a white paper, it probably needs to be, I'm going to say, Wally, at least 10,000 words. That's going to be my.
I would say that's kind of the range where the Kindle singles are now.
Yeah, at least 10,000 words. A regular book, the kind Wally talked about earlier, folks. 175 to 250 to 225. That's about 50,000 words, maybe a little bit more. But
yeah, probably closer to 60,000.
Yeah, 60, and so but 10,000 words, you can do it. You can publish them electronically. You can do an ebook. There's a student within three blocks of you right now who can help you do the ebook thing. So getting the book out in someone's hands, so to speak, those days of not being able to do that are gone. It's easy to do now. Now we can get it in their hands, but now we got to get it out of your head. And Wally's going to help us with that after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. By the way, Wally's website is writingabookwithwally.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.